Welcome to Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. This is Duncan Newcomer. Here's a Lincoln quote for you. If I live, I'm coming back sometime, and we'll go right on, practicing law as if nothing had ever happened. That from Lincoln to his hometown law partner, Billy Herndon, just as Abe, newly elected president of the United States, was leaving next day by train for the Capitol, with, as he wants to say, a task before me greater than that which rested upon Washington. Without the assistance of that divine being who attended him, I cannot succeed. With that assistance, I cannot fail. So at the very least, we could say that Abraham Lincoln is about to go off to do something big and to have a lot of power. Yet we know he has just had a small and personal moment with his law partner from the last 16 years, standing to say goodbye under the swinging shingle, Lincoln and Herndon. Neither man, I imagine, feeling particularly powerful or big as momentous history is sweeping them along and away. And Lincoln states a humble bottom line, if I live, we'll go right on, as if nothing had ever happened. There are so many other things that Lincoln could have said or felt in that moment, the moment where his historic greatness is about to dwarf his former life and certainly the status of his young, sometimes drunk, law partner. Yet Lincoln underscores between them the value he holds dearest, the idea of equality. It's as if he is saying, Billy, you and I are just human beings. And all this power and status I am about to have doesn't change a thing, not a thing between us and who we have been and are and will be. You can imagine how affirmed and valued Billy Herndon must have felt, hearing that he was not, in fact, going to be left in the dust, darkened by the shadow of his now illustrious former law partner, President Lincoln. You can also imagine how comfortable and released of heart Lincoln might have felt in that moment, asserting that he wasn't going to lose his identity, his old familiar self, with this new position. This is really a spiritual moment that Lincoln has achieved with his old and flawed and trusted partner. Spiritual because it reveals the universal belief of all religions that life, all life, is sacred, equally sacred. Lincoln has just named the great human equalizer, death. He has said to Herndon, if I live. And of course we know that he did not, and felt even then that he might not. The next day, saying goodbye, in all, to all, in the rain, in the Springfield train station, Lincoln names the source of human equality, God, the divine being. Lincoln has a sudden burst of poetic spirituality in this Springfield farewell. 63 of his 152 words at the train station sketch out the reality of God's presence everywhere. He is not only saying, I cannot fail if God assists me. He says, God, I trust, will go with me, as God will also remain with you. Moreover, God, both here and there, is everywhere for good. To Lincoln, God is democratically distributed. That is why he feels he has a path back to his friendship and work under their shingle with Billy Herndon. Nothing will have changed, nothing important from this spiritual point of view will have changed as Lincoln, his words and spirit, continually light us equally so down from one generation to the latest. This is Duncan Newcomer. This has been Quiet Fire, the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln.